Nouvelle Vague could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Yo, Steve.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm good. I've made a partial recovery from the APRA Silver Scrolls last night.
Oh, what was it like?
It was really, really heartwarming. Mm-hmm. And awesome talent on display. Just fantastic to see not only so much Māori music showcased, but also so many people being overwhelmed by the scope of the occasion.
Is cool. There one particular artist or song that wins them all, that wins the lot? Is there an award for overall best song of 2021, 22?
The Silver Scroll winner last night was Rob Ruduha's 35. There's some bloody crackers last night.
Oh yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wasn't anyway, he hosting as well?
He was the I guess they'd call it the musical director or the curator.
Okay.
So yeah, figuring out who performs the nominee songs. The host was Anika Moore.
Oh, nice
and
one.
She was her normal, irreverent self.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
I mean, I'll hold my tongue about Anika. Hold my tongue. She's awesome.
She's pretty classic.
I was about to suggest give her a BFM show, but then the lawyers would be constantly in.
Too much profanity.
She'd be breaking all the BSA regulations.
Yeah.
I reconsider. Some cheery viewing to recommend for everybody tonight, though. There is a Netflix thriller that had a couple of plays at the New Zealand International Film Festival earlier this year. It really got under my skin in the kind of most effective, yucky but pleased to be yucked out ways. It's mm-hmm. called The Stranger, and it's an Aussie true crime thriller, but unlike most true crime stuff, it doesn't just sort of run your narrative chronologically and sort of tell a very familiar sort of police procedural story. It starts with a close relationship between two kind of drifter type guys, and then
in the outback.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man.
So this is the story of where men with really grim pasts can just, you know, hop in a ute and drive across a desert and just kind of keep going, keep being out there, keep working their way through the country. There's an undercover cop investigation that's part of the story. A big kind of effort to win the trust of a suspect who, as the film goes on, you find out a bit more about what people think he's done. I think it was probably about two-thirds of the way through when I was watching it that I was like, oh yeah, okay, I think I remember this case now. But it's just because it's presented in such a great dramatic way. It's led by fantastic performances by Joel Edgerton and Sean Harris. Sean Harris is always just brings the creepiness in everything, every performance he does. You might recall him as the villain from the last couple of Mission Impossible films. That really intense redhead, thousand-yard stare dude.
Mm-hmm.
Here he's bearded up. Here, in fact, pretty much everyone seems like they've got a big beard in this movie. It's masculine beardy man times. What's good is just not having that working through. It's Thursday, the 14th of April, and this is happening. Structure makes it way more interesting and really puts you at the heart of this grim relationship and lets the revelations kind of wash over you as the film goes. So that's The Stranger. It's on Netflix tonight. Don't confuse it with the previous Netflix show, I think, called The Stranger. This one's brand new. Look for the word Australia and some men with beards.
What is it about Australia that lends itself to this, you know, particular style of they do? I feel like they do really heavy, grim, grunty crime and
horror. The first thing that springs to mind when you say that is Snowtown, the Bodies and Barrels Justin Kurzel's film. Chopper, of course. I guess like we've probably thanks to a Chopper impersonator being on TV far too much, started to find that character possibly more humorous than the film is when you rewatch it. I don't know, man. Messed up country, a lot of violence, a lot of broken people.
Yeah.
It's It's a desolate setting, and it's one that I guess there aren't that many places where, you know, you can just drive 2,000 miles and pick up shit, work again, and keep your head down.
Mm-hmm.
Other thing with Netflix you might have seen over the last week is the plan that is on the near horizon to put some ads on Netflix, which won't be for everybody. You're not going to...
It's not How much cheaper does my subscription get, though?
You've cut to the bottom line, John. You've perked right up, actually. I can see this. So Netflix has been shedding subscribers globally, which, you know, that's... All of these streaming services seem to be working on a very strange economic model. It's spend vast fortunes to get the most subscribers, and maybe last man standing wins. Like, that seems to be
same kind of the Spotify kind of the game.
Yeah, like, it doesn't... Uber, I guess, is the other example of that. Doesn't really make a lot of economic sense day to day, but they're just all about subscriber acquisition. But if you're the most expensive streaming service, like Netflix is, and, you know, possibly, probably, actually, factually, not that much great stuff coming out of Netflix originals over the past little while. So if people are sort of starting to wonder about their subscription cost, and as cost of living starts to bite, maybe you'll settle for
some ads,
sort of half price Netflix,
I reckon.
I'm in Aussie, and Aussie, it's going to be about half the price. It's launching there in November, so it sort of suggests that New Zealand will follow suit, but it hasn't been confirmed at this stage. Like I say, it's not compulsory, but yeah, if you want to save a few bucks, how it will work is basically the same kind of same kind of volume as TV ads. They'll play stuff before films. They will not interrupt new films. They will interrupt old films, and they will interrupt TV shows.
Okay.
So, you know, I think it's trying to disrupt you in the correct way, so that you happily pay the money to also have ads.
Well, so, well, obviously there'll be local stuff. I'll just be getting Harvey Norman ads and that sort of crud.
That's a good question, actually, because and it has sort of been speculated that maybe the local digital advertising market in New Zealand isn't really sophisticated.
So it could be a Coca-Cola.
Do get a bit of a garbage viewing experience. I mean, some of the stuff even on TVNZ Plus is not amazing in terms of ads. So yeah, we'll just see what happens there. But, I mean, I think plenty of people aren't really that glued to their Netflix. Anyway, so maybe it's something that will work. I just, for me personally, if I'm paying them on the one hand and they're serving me ads, it kind of doesn't add up. But we'll see how we go. Anyway, that's this week and Netflix. I've got nothing else. Frankly, I haven't watched anything else this week.
All right. No. Looking forward to Others Way this weekend.
I'm very much looking forward to Others Way. I am amped for the outdoor stage on Galatos Street. Shefu.
You actually live very close to that. Apparently there's going to be fencing. But you...
Fencing? Like swords.
Between your house and the stage, I've already checked this sort of... the potential for...
It hasn't even occurred to me that there might be some advantages to living close to
Galatos
close to the
Street.
Festival. But I think that outdoor stage is a great development for the fest.
Yeah.
And that lineup's a really good one. Schaefer and the Crates, Swidit, Coolies, Daffodils, that's good stuff to put on outdoor and just keep people circulating around.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's one of
the most fun things about the festival is just that movement around the around the Karanghape Road precinct.
And I'm just going to put it out there. If you're picking up your wristband early on in the evening, come and have a beer at Red Bar.
Ooh.
A couple of hot BFM DJs in there.
Love it.
All right.
It's a real, can be a real refuge.
It can be. Shelter from the chaos.
Indeed.
All right, Steve.
I look forward to seeing you in the gig rotate. Maybe it's Steve Gunn. If not, I'll bloody see you at Red Bar.
I feel like Steve Gunn's placement on the lineup is... Like, all roads point to Steve Gunn at a certain time of the evening, so I'll need to get there early for that one.
Obviously his team are very strong negotiators for maximum audience capacity.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, see ya.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.